About 20,000 American troops remain in Iraq on this Thanksgiving Day, but they're on their way out. Efforts to keep the troops there broke down after months of negotiations.
President Obama now says almost all U.S. troops will be home from Iraq for the Christmas holiday. Some soldiers still deployed there ate their Thanksgiving meal early because the dining facility at Camp Liberty in Baghdad is closing as soldiers get ready to leave for good.
We're joined now by Lindsay Santana, whose husband is deployed there. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Also joining us is her husband, Captain Paul Santana, who is speaking to us from Iraq. Good morning, Paul. I guess it's not really morning.
Oh, no, it's in the afternoon. Good morning to you.
So, Paul, have they let you know when you're coming home?
We have a window of time now, kind of within a couple weeks.
Now, you have a new baby girl, you two. A little girl named Natalie. Paul, is it true that you were virtually there in the delivery room via Skype?
Yeah, that's correct. I'd just arrived in Iraq, and I had just set my internet connection up about 10 hours prior. Lindsay gave me the call, and I was able to watch the whole thing on video, which was really was great.
Do you two then keep in touch pretty easily? Have you been able to stay in touch during this deployment, Lindsay?
We've been really fortunate to have the technology that's enabled us to be connected. He's got to see her almost every day.
Almost every day?
Yeah, at least a few times a week.
Paul, I understand that you're a Black Hawk helicopter pilot with the Army National Guard?
Yes, ma'am.
This is your first deployment overseas, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So from what you hear from other people, do you think this Thanksgiving in Iraq feels a great deal different from the previous ones now that everybody knows they're heading out?
Oh, sure. I mean, a lot of people are going to still try to find out if they're going to make it home for Christmas with, you know, a lot of people leaving, and others are wondering which MRE, you know, may be the closest to their Thanksgiving dinner. So it's
Now, being able to speak as frequently as you have over so many miles and over the months, have those calls been helpful or have they been hard? I'm just wondering if being in touch but not being in touch, how that works for you.
It was really hard for me at first. I would cry every time we would talk. But I love to just see him and know that he's okay, because it's one thing to be able to talk to him and hear his voice, but to be able to see him and know that he really is fine helps me sleep better that night.
And what about you, Paul?
Yeah, I think it has been, you know, wonderful, but we're obviously very fortunate that we've been able to communicate so often. But it is difficult. It was very difficult with Natalie when, you know, very glad I got to see her birth, but it was very difficult for me not to be there. And sometimes the video, just talking to Lindsay and hearing Natalie is, it reminds me I'm not there.
Now, what are you going to do about Thanksgiving dinner? Lindsay, what are you going to do?
We're just going to have our normal Thanksgiving with my side of the family, and we'll be thinking about Paul every second of it.
So are you planning on putting a little turkey in the freezer so you can make him a sandwich when he does get home?
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to
you. Too.
Lindsay Santana, she joined us from West Virginia, where she's staying with her family. Captain Paul Santana joined us from Iraq. He's leaving there soon, coming home. You can see a photo of the Santanas with their newborn daughter at npr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.